Well, we've seen scenes of hospitals being really stretched to their absolute limits with the incoming cases of coronavirus. And government legislation and regulations and limits put on some of these hospitals have to be flexible. And we're going to get a sense of kind of how the government is viewing some of these regulations that they have on hospitals right now with Bloomberg health law reporter Valerie Baumann. Valerie, thanks so much for joining us. Give us a sense of kind of how the government is regulating hospitals in this really unique time.
Well, it's virtually unprecedented what's happening right now. In recent weeks, federal agencies have rolled back a number of rules for nursing homes. They have expanded coverage for coronavirus testing under Medicare Part B and expanded coverage for plans purchased through healthcare.gov. They've also given a lot of new permissions to hospitals and healthcare providers. There's a lot of privacy and other protections that are there in place for patients that are being waived right now to get the care to people who need it as fast as possible. It's really just a wild, wild time from the legal experts that I've been speaking with.
What's the power here? I don't mean it in a negative way, but can the government tell the medical industry what to do to benefit patients? Or what do? Give them advice or suggestions?
Well, it's really, from what I'm hearing from our lawyers and experts, is that these responses from the government are actually a little bit behind the line here. Hospitals are already going ahead and creating hospitals without walls in places like Central Park. They're already taking on more beds and more patients than they should. And these are permissions that are coming after the fact. So a lot of healthcare workers in hospitals are doing what they need to do to care for patients and then asking for forgiveness later. And these waivers on rules and regulations are playing catch up with a lot of that.
Yeah. Paul, I should mention here that our surveillance team coverage here, spanning all of the tri-state area, I looked down on one of those hospitals that Valerie talks about. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to call it 12 tents now up and running. This is a hospital in the 90s across from Mount Sinai and the Icon and Center. And I don't see any patient activity or bed or ambulance activity, Paul, but that wouldn't surprise me to see that today.
Yeah, it's, you know, talking about the apex that Governor Andrew Cuomo talks about could be, you know, anywhere from a week to 3 weeks away. Valerie, I mean, give us a sense of how much is state regulations versus federal, and is there coordination there?
There is some coordination there. The biggest rules dictating what healthcare providers and hospitals can do are federal, but I'm also hearing that states are asking CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, to grant them Medicaid waivers for a number of different things. At least 34 states have done so today. Those requests include, you know, waivers for prior authorization when treating COVID-19 patients. They want a faster enrollment process to ensure more patients are covered and get access to doctors. And then they're also looking for permission to treat patients in alternate settings, even unlicensed facilities, because demand is growing that fast.
You know, it's interesting, Valerie. One of the things that we're hearing about is just this tremendous stress put upon the healthcare workers, the doctors, the nurses, and everybody in the hospitals. And are there limits on how much these folks can be worked and how much, like pilots where they need the rest in between shifts, things like that?
To the contrary, there are actually laws in place that say in a major emergency like this, healthcare workers can't walk away from the job. They're critical care workers on the front lines, and it's imperative. My understanding from some nurses that I've spoken with in the past is that it can be borderline criminal to walk away in the midst of a pandemic like this. So there's a huge emphasis on increasing access to personal protective equipment for those workers because they have families too. They're going home at the end of the day, and they want to keep their people safe as well.
Thank you for the update. Valerie Baumann with us with Bloomberg Law and Bloomberg Health, looking at the medical crisis from a Washington standpoint.